You know, I didn't throw this out earlier, but I always appreciate if you keep us posted if the weather is changing in your neck of the woods. So I mentioned the southwest corner of the province likely to get hit with some snow here in the next couple of hours. It's moving through Alberta. If you look at the radar map right now, Calgary and Medicine Hat definitely getting some snow, and it is going to move into that southwest corner of the province and make its way across to the east. So as the weather changes, whether it's snowfall, even if it's rain, freezing rain obviously causes havoc with the highways and the roads. We appreciate your call or your text, 1-877-332-8255, and we'll pass that along to listeners as well. Well, anytime you get a proposed piece of legislation, often there are going to be people that are impressed with it, happy because it's solving a problem, but there's always other sides to it as well. It's I have often said on the program, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and sometimes it's not great. That's what's happened here recently in the province. The Saskatchewan home building industry has thrown up some red flags after the provincial government introduced the new Building Schools Faster Act. So under this act, which of course is trying to deal with this growing student population and the school, you know, density problems that we have, we need new schools, and there's lots of communities that can express this need. But under the act, municipalities will now be required to purchase land for school sites, and developers will then face a new school land development charge. So experts in the industry warn that the legislation could add thousands of dollars to the price of a new home, which we know is home affordability. Housing affordability is something that we talk about on this show. This isn't going to help that any further. The announcement came as a surprise, actually, to many in the industry, saying consultation wasn't there. Although we've been collaborating on a school site working group, we hadn't heard anything about this until the legislation came forward. To help us unpack this, I'm happy to be joined today by the CEO of the Saskatoon and Region Home Builders Association. Nicole Burgess is joining me by phone this morning from her office. Nicole, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
I laid this out, but maybe just give us, from your perspective, some of the concerns the Saskatoon and Region Home Builders Association has with this Building Schools Faster Act legislation.
Absolutely. So, you know, I guess to just start, you know, to your point, Saskatchewan has experienced quite significant population growth, particularly over the past couple years, and we should celebrate that. You know, but with growth comes a lot of added pressures, and one of them is we simply need more schools. So we acknowledge that. You know, it's an important part of growth. But ultimately, you know, housing supply has to keep pace and affordability must be protected. And part of our concern, when we saw the announcement of this particular Building Schools Faster Act, the first thing, we noticed, was that it represented a fundamental shift, really in how public infrastructure is funded. And that was our primary concern. Ultimately, it was about affordability. So, we saw the announcement. We had a follow-up meeting to better understand what this meant, by way of the levy that would be introduced through it, be permitted under the new act, as well as the increase to MR land. So that's municipal reserve land. Mm-hmm. So currently, developers have to set aside 10% MR for any development they do, and this would increase it to 12%. So right away, we started doing the math, and based on our kind of quick early estimates, we're anticipating that this could simply add about $8,000 to the cost of an average home. And really, $8,000, that is not a small amount. In many cases, it might just be the difference between qualifying a mortgage or being priced out.
Right. So is that mostly, Nicole, because of the increase in the amount of land that home builders have to set aside? Is that what's causing that rate increase?
It's twofold, right? Mm-hmm. Like it is the 2% increase to MR. It might not sound like a lot, but ultimately that's taking 2% out of developable land,
right.
Which simply just then adds the price onto to the other lots that are available. Mm-hmm. So that is a direct cost. That was also something that throughout our working group processes, we made very clear would be a non-starter. That was not a great scenario. But in addition to adding that land supply, they are also going to permit the levy. Now, interestingly enough, this is something that we've been kind of sounding the alarm bells on for a while, because the city of Saskatoon did proceed with implementing levies for school land back when they had to purchase that high school land for the Homewood sector. And so that led us down a path of challenging that, because ultimately, as it currently sits, based on our legal advice and our understanding, it's not permitted under the Planning and Development Act. And what the government is doing here is going to permit it, basically.
I don't want to go too far down the wormhole, but just for those of us that aren't in the home building business, MR, Municipal Reserve, what is that 10% now, 12%? What is that land set aside for? Is it infrastructure needed for areas?
Really, it's a lot of our park space, right?
Yeah.
It's that important space that, you know, makes these neighborhoods livable and beautiful, and they're very important. They're important for our neighborhoods. Now, when the government of Saskatchewan, back in 2018, actually, they did some legislative changes, and one of them was basically making it so that cities would then be responsible for putting schools on that MR land.
Mm-hmm.
But what they didn't anticipate at the time was the sheer size of the schools that they're going to need to accommodate on it. And so if the city then proceeded with doing it under that plan, you know, we'd be, you know, having neighborhoods that really wouldn't have much for park space. And,
right.
And we all want and value that.
Nicole Burgess is my guest, Saskatoon and Region Home Builders Association CEO. The thing that struck me about this, Nicole, and I listened to you, I listened to your Regina equivalent talking about this. You both have representatives on what I understand to be a school site working group, yet it was called a sudden announcement, and it seems as if this announcement caught you by surprise. Is that correct?
It really did. You know, it's been interesting. From the moment that the city introduced the levy, it kind of sent us down this path. And ultimately what it brought us to is, you know, we aligned with the city of Saskatoon and said, you know what, we really need to meet with the province and talk about the cost that this is adding for new home buyers and the challenges it's presenting to industry. The city of Saskatoon was very clear that they didn't want that download either. So this was really meant to be a collaborative process, and it's something that we came to the table with all best intentions, that we were going to come up with a collaborative solution that was fair and balanced. And we weren't completed our work yet when this announcement came out. So it did really come as a blindside. We weren't expecting it. It wasn't communicated to us in advance. And so we've been, you know, really trying to seek answers since we received this announcement.
I'm wondering if you can categorize for us, Nicole, kind of the impact that this potentially could have. We've talked a lot about housing on this program, everything from the rental market to first home buyers to new home builds, like the association that you represent, and they all really flow together. So if you had, for example, a deficit on one side, that has implications up and down the chain of housing experiences. So what could this do to the housing markets in our province?
Well, that's a great question. You know, ultimately, we aren't going to be able to reach our housing goals if we just simply keep layering cost after cost onto new home construction. You know, the rate you know, right out the gate, the impact to affordability is significant. Like I said, it can make or break the difference between, you know, someone qualifying for a mortgage, and that impacts sales, and sales will impact bills. So right out the gate, we know that there is some massive impacts there. The other thing that, you know, we really haven't focused a lot of attention on, but it's equally important, is the red tape that this introduces. So, you know, a lot of governments now are talking about like red tape reduction and the impact of red tape on things like timelines and delays. Now, this new legislation is actually riddled with red tape. One of the big impacts is that now concept plans and concept plan amendments are going to have to go through provincial approval. Mm. So, you know, even in these early discussions, I know the municipalities are quite concerned about that, because that's already a pressure point, and time is money. And so adding extra time and delays through this kind of red tape is also an added impact above and beyond that affordability piece that we talked about.
So, Nicole, you represent the Saskatoon and Region Home Builders Association. Are things like this impacting home building province-wide, or is this a case where it could cause people to look in other communities to avoid this issue that's happening in the bigger ones?
That's a great point. You know, land pricing is what ultimately will help drive this impact, right? So, you know, where you have land with the highest price tag, which would be in the city of Saskatoon and city of Regina, that's really going to add a lot of cost specifically in those municipalities. Now, the further out you get, you know, land costs are less, right? So I would think that this would very much incentivize people to maybe look outside of the two major centers when they're purchasing their new home.
So what's the plan going forward, Nicole?
You know, really, at this point in time, like I said, the announcement came as a bit of a surprise. It was quite disheartening, quite honestly, because, you know, we were at the table and we did feel that there was some really good alternative solutions and more fair solutions that we could have been exploring. So right now we're looking for more details around the legislation and what that will mean with regard to also changes to the Planning and Development Act. We want to also get some assurances. The province did mention that they would be providing some sort of contribution towards the cost of school land. So we would like to understand what that looks like. And then we also want to understand and have a bit of assurance into to ensure that it actually gets translated into offsetting the cost to the new home buyer, and that it's not just used for the municipality as they like. We would also like them to consider to not do both the MR increase as well as the levy. It seems like a dramatic overshoot of the situation. We do not feel that both is needed, but potentially one could be explored instead of both.
What are the options? We're almost at the end of our time, but you said, you know, there's other options that were on the table that they could have explored that they didn't. Can you give us a sense of if we know these new schools and new builds are needed, how better could we even out the pain that comes with this cost?
That's a great question. You know, from the beginning, we were talking about alternative solutions, and first and foremost, just better land use. Right. So talking about building up instead of out, just, you know, you can get a lot more school if you build up instead of out. The other piece was, you know, at the very beginning of this Homewood School, we are talking about a parking lot that was almost the size of Sasktel Center. It was huge. And we're like, you know, do you really need that much parking for high school students when we're supposed to be promoting active transportation? And one of our suggestions was, you know, if you do indeed need to provide this amount of parking for a high school, then maybe there should be a pay-or-use system where, you know, students would have to pay for parking if they have the luxury of having a parking stall. So, you know, things like that could really make a difference and offset the cost were things that we really wanted to talk about. as well as maybe a more balanced approach, you know, like having one small segment of the population pay for public infrastructure that benefits all. You know, we all benefit from schools, whether we rent or have a resale home. And so there, it just felt like there could be a more balanced, fair solution that would share the cost amongst those that benefit from schools.
Nicole, I appreciate you giving us the time today. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nicole Burgess, the CEO of the Saskatoon and Region Home Builders Association, with some talks and concerns about what this new Building Schools Faster Act is going to have in terms of an impact on new home builds and some possible suggestions of solutions to even out that cost and that pain in a way that it isn't borne by people of a specific industry or those that are looking to build new homes in an area. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.